Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On December 18, 1865, following its ratification by the requisite three-quarters of the states early in the month, the 13th Amendment is formally adopted into the U.S. Constitution, ensuring that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
Well, I reviewed the arguments for and against slavery, and, well, I'm going to let my loyal slave Sambo explain what's finally convinced me.
Well, Master, as you may know, slavery is hard work.
Definitely is. I've seen it myself.
So often, the slaves who are not allowed to exercise properly before we begin our work will receive numerous injuries which can be very costly to the slave owners.
I'm going broke giving medical care to these slaves who don't warm up before they do strenuous labor.
If I may.
Yes, gentlemen from Connecticut.
I was against the 11th and 12th amendments. I like things a lot better when there were just 10. It was easier to remember. This entire situation can be solved not by banning slavery, but by allowing the slaves to work out.
I like the way you think, gentlemen.
That's
from
true.
Connecticut.
All right, throw this amendment out. Let's give the slaves exercise.
Let's get rid of the 11th and 12th, too.
Yeah.
They're just cluttering up the space.
Sounds good. Back to the field.
Yes, and the 13th Amendment was adopted for all of 10 seconds, and then disbanded, which led to the downfall of the entire nation. No, not because they didn't exercise before strenuous work. Obviously, they did that, which was the right thing to do. But because they allowed slavery, which is naughty. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.